what's in the song. To me, a song should tell a story. There should be a beginning that acts as the intro, the middle which tells you all you need to know, and then an ending that sums everything up. As the listener to the song, you should be able to recognize what the artist is trying to tell you or show you through their words. After listening to a song, you should be able to take something away from it. The first time I listened to Mrs. Potato Head by Melanie Martinez, all I could say was, wow. What she says in the song is so realistic and true. I love this song because it has a deep message in it. At first, when you see the song title, you automatically think it may be a kid's song or it's about something juvenile. It is the total opposite and it has meaning to it. There is a music video for the song, actually, and in the video, it shows a young woman watching TV. In the beginning, we see the young woman watching commercials of different products to try that guarantee you to be beautiful and desirable. Then a TV show comes on and it displays a couple who are in love. And out of the blue, the man gives the woman a slip. The slip has an appointment time and date for the woman to get plastic surgery. It then cuts to a scene where the man is pointing out everything he wants the surgeon to change on the woman. In the end, the woman gets a few botched surgeries. The man isn't happy with it, and he moves on to another woman. The young woman watching the TV then realizes that she shouldn't change anything about herself. There are a lot of messages hidden in this video, such as, don't change yourself for a man, love yourself, and you don't have to fit into society's box of what beauty is, such as being skinny or being blonde or whatever it may be. This video also shows how the media is sending the wrong message to young girls who may or may not be impressionable. Young girls should be worrying about playing at recess and waiting for their Disney princess-themed birthday party, not about attracting young boys, wearing makeup, and enhancing their assets. I believe the video matches perfectly with the song. The elements of the video go with the lyrics of the song so well. The lyrics explain how Mr. Potato Head pays for Mrs. Potato Head's surgery, how Mrs. Potato Head regrets going along with the surgery afterwards, and if Mr. Potato Head will still love her even after her bad surgeries. The music video is a great visual for the song. It's as if everything in the song had come to life. I think the theme of this song fits into today's time, today's generation. This generation is all about being perfect and putting up a front. Pictures are being edited, filters added, and heavy Photoshop. In addition to that, women are getting plastic surgery like there's no tomorrow. Breast augmentation, lip injections, tummy tucks, etc. to try to look perfect. Society is basically saying there is one type of beautiful, and if you don't look it, then you need to do whatever you can to look like that, or you aren't attractive and nobody will love you. I believe the song and the video along with it highlights this tastefully. It's not going about it in an aggressive way or a positive way. It makes it understandable to the audience. This song I can personally relate to. There have been times where I've been insecure and worried about what people thought of me. Also, there were moments where I wanted to change certain things about myself. That maybe if I dyed my hair or did this or did that, I would be liked by people. Most importantly, liked by myself. That maybe if I looked different, everything would be better. Slowly but surely, I learned to love myself the way I am inside and out, and to get rid of toxic individuals who are more focused on materialistic things. Beauty comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. It isn't limited to one type. In the generation of enhancements and artificial beauty, you must have the willpower to stay true to yourself. I also think Melanie Martinez has a play on words and is clever about the lyrics. For example, she says, if you weren't born with it, you can buy a couple ornaments. And then she also says, potatoes turn to French fries. Yeah, it's common sense. All you need's a couple more condiments. And even the title is creative. She could have been plain and boring with her words, but in a way, she's playful about it. Between the lyrics, vocals, and visual, I enjoy the song and what it has to offer. It really spoke to me. Me and so many other girls can relate to this song, especially in a time like this. This song is more than just a silly title, it's actuality. This song and the artist herself are very underrated, and I think more people should open up and give her and this song a listen.